Here's a guy who might think about retirement soon.
Let's do it.
That's right, kiddies. It's time for our in-house meat monger. His name is Sean Kelly. It's Black Angus Fine Meats and Game. And Sean, you know, don't go belly aching to me that we eat up your time by somebody else. We had to stretch poor Johnny out because we couldn't get a hold of you.
What's the story? That can't be true.
Well, I'm telling you, Steven. Well, either that or Steven is trying to show me how to stretch pasta or something, pizza dough.
Pizza dough.
Because as I'm talking to John, he's stretching behind the glass. He's stretching and stretching. He's saying, "You're not there."
Oh man, that ticks me off. Thank God you can fix that in this day and age, right? Go back in a time warp, maybe change the schedule up, cut some of his out. Hey, by the way. My retirement date is going to reflect exactly what it says on my gravestone.
What's that, John? It
means I can't afford to retire till I die.
That's right. How true is that, eh?
Oh, it's too true. It's too true, right?
I feel sorry for
my legacy.
Yeah, no kidding. So does your legacy feel sorry for itself?
Yeah, they should. They should. They better disown me now.
What's going on? Oh, by the way, you'll be happy with this one. I think you'll be happy with this one. So one of my youngest grandson, he's going through this phase in life. He's 8 years old, and he's influenced by the internet, right? But he's going through this phase in life where one day he says he's a vegetarian, and the next day he's a pescatarian, and then he's a carnivore. But anyways, he was in his vegetarian mode a few days ago. And so his grandmother got him a veggie burger and prepared a veggie burger while we had those beautiful Angus burgers. And anyways, he took a bite out of that veggie burger and just about threw up. And he says, "Give me that meat."
I'm back to being a meatitarian.
Yeah, you're going to put that on your burger.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny. At that age, they're even starting to feel the effects of advertising and marketing. And obviously, he read something or heard something about, you know, maybe veggies are safer for you. I don't know. God only knows.
Yeah, that happened to me. That happened to me when I was a kid. They tried to turn me into a Presbyterian.
That's right. That didn't work too well either, did it?
No, not from Catholic. It didn't. No.
Anyways, what's on the barbecue this weekend, my friend?
Oh, you know, we got a lot of things going on, but I'm going now. I'm really pushing towards the two-bone wild boar or Berkshire chop rack, okay? Basically, marinate that stuff up with some maple mustard, okay? And it's almost like the size of a softball. And you roll that around like a kitty with a wool ball, right? All across the barbecue. Let it rest, and then just chow into it. You could even use an axe into that thing. It's so beautiful.
Wait a minute. Two-boned, did you say?
Two-boned. Two-boned, so you get it nice and thick, like the size of a softball, right? It's just, and again, using this mustard, maple mustard on there, you get the flavor from the mustard, but you also get that maple that's going to basically burn a little bit and give you a candy flavor outside, right? Oh! I'm just good. I got them on the counter now. They look good. They look so good. Nobody could pass these up unless you were a Presbyterian.
Or something like you're going to alienate religious groups now. You know that, right? You don't want to do that.
Well, why not? it's like politics, okay? Everyone you piss off, you make another friend.
That's right. It leaves a space for somebody else, especially somebody like you that's got such – you got a full table as it is, right? You got to start eliminating to get new stuff at the table. Listen, my friend, sit tight for a minute. I got so much more I need to talk to you about, but I do have to take a quick break. Somebody has to pay the bills. You know what that's all about.
No comment from you.
Sean Kelly from Black Angus 5 Meats a Game on the line. We're going to take a quick break. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Let's do it. Wildfire.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Biola. He is Stephen Labadie. Derek Brandeo at the controls today, and on the line with us, our very own, the lovely, the talented, our in-house meatmonger, Sean Kelly from Black Angus Fine Meats. See, you got a double hit, double whammy this time, buddy.
You don't know how much I love that. That's why I never picked the phone up.
Now we know.
Hey, I got one for you. I got a stumper for you, and I want to know your opinion on this. How about What's those that? Raptors?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Craziness. Craziness is all I got to say. It's a good time to be a Toronto Maple Leaf person. Well, no, it is. Think about it. It's all part of the family. I mean, we can live vicariously.
That's true.
Right?
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep.
Same corporation.
So, okay, getting back to where you were. So you're switching over to pork this weekend from the usual
wild
beef.
Boar. Wild boar. Real European full-bred wild boar, okay? Any of this fake pork stuff, okay? Yeah, they have pork, they have wild boar. Even the wild stuff now, they say it's so interbred. The real true wild stuff is less wild boar than the stuff that we carry.
Okay, somebody just pointed that out to me about a couple of weeks ago when I was trying to push them on this wild boar thing, especially for bacon and that kind of thing. And he said that same thing. He said, you know what? You're buying it. You drank the Kool-Aid, didn't you? You're buying into that stuff. It's all the same. It's all the same stuff. Wild, 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 my butt. He says it's
I've
all
got
pork.
The blood. I've got the blood test to prove it, my friend. We check ours because ours is one of the few strains that is actually allowed to be shipped into Japan, and Japan does their own testing, etc., like they would your tuna, right? Same thing. They know the quality, and they had a different supplier shipping over there, tried to get into the business for a few years, and they cut them off at the knees when they realized that this guy was just shipping them mixed pig. Okay.
So technically, this person who ridiculed me about this was right. There are good and bad wild boar.
No, not the stuff you have, my friend. Not the stuff that you have. You only get the best because you're buying it from the right spot. Okay.
Oh, well, geez, you used the word. Wait a minute. Did you actually use the buy word with me?
Yeah. Damn it. That was a mistake.
That was sourcing a faux pas, buddy.
Sourcing it. You were sourcing it from the right spot. Sorry about that.
I can tell you from my own experience that there is definitely a different taste and texture and, more importantly, experience when you have real wild boar versus, conventional pork. There's no mistaking the two.
You know what you and I got to do? Okay?
What's that?
And you're going to promise me this, because I've been supplying you with real wild boar for years and years and years. You and I, at your expense, have got to go to Parma, Italy, and sit amongst the acorn trees, drinking copious amounts of wine, watching those pigs run around till we actually have one sitting on the barbecue.
Oh, my God.
You're
going
to make that promise to me. That's my bucket list.
Buddy, it's on mine now, too. They're called Cinghiala, by the way, over there.
Okay. Yeah.
And oh my God! In fact, when I was with my grandson Nick, in October we were in the mountain range that runs by Rome. We were doing some carp fishing up in the mountains.
Yep.
And the Cinghiala season was just opening up, and these are wild boar that people hunt and consume. And we were fortunate enough to get a sampling of a fresh Cinghiala. Oh my God.
Yeah, and I just thought of something. I'm thinking about us, you sitting in me, you with our shoes off and our shorts, no shirt on, sitting under one of these acorn trees. And then I thought to myself, we better put one of those fluorescent vests on you, or they may expect mistake your back for one of those pigs.
Oh boy, how long did you work on that one?
It just came to me. Like, you know, I don't have a thought that lasts more than 30 seconds anyway.
That's true. Good point. So what's cooking? You're doing these pork things. People come in the store, sample all kinds of other goodies at 360 Rivas Road. Of course, they can also go up to where are you? You got
I'm in Mac Tier, the master's up in Mac Tier.
The Masters and Mac Tier, he's all over the place. You got places. Just look for it. Black Angus. Go to their website, actually, blackangusmeat.com. That's blackangusmeat.com. Not only can you get this stuff shipped right to your house, But you also have a complete list of recipes. By the way, those recipes are also on fishingcanada.com now, which is a nice little touch. Thank you very much. But you can get a complete listing of recipes to prepare all this wild game and all these other exotic meats. It's wonderful, man. It's just absolutely it's a good time to be us, Sean.
I know it is. It's always a good time to be you.
Thank you.
Sean Kelly's birthday report.
Yeah, baby. Okay, a special shout out. These are two people I only talk to on the radio. And because I only talk to them on the radio once a year, okay, that's the only time I ever talk to them or actually mention anything in direction. I want to say happy birthday to my brother and sister, who's both birthdays are this week.
Wow, look at you. What a bonus. Bonus event for the Kellys.
So you you say you only talk to them on the radio, so that means that they are listening to you. Do you ever, like, call, pick up the phone or anything?
No, never.
There's a
shot. And also, Steve, I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw a picture of you playing beer pong with your shirt off. Real bad idea, man.
Beer pong with my shirt off? That's probably like a throwback, like back in the day. But
how come I haven't seen that?
I don't know. That wasn't me.
Well, maybe I don't want to see that. That's a good point.
It's probably blinded.
All right, Mr. Kelly, I will let you off to resume your lovely weekend, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
Black Angus Fine Meats and Game, a complete listing of all their goodies is there. Of course, I just prefer to go to the closest store, which is 360 Rivas Road in Mississauga, just north of the lakeshore, conveniently located, and they have everything Black Angus.
Or even closer, yes. blackangusmeat.com.
Oh, if you want to have it shipped to your house.
Yeah, even closer.
See, I have you tried it?
I have.
You actually have stuff shipped by mail or whatever.
It was kind of sketchy because you're shipping meat to the front door, but it was totally fine. Everything was frozen. It was good.
All right. Yeah. Maybe I'll give it a try. We'll see.